My name is Eileen, and I'm Angela Foster's best friend. We've known each other for over 30 years since our kids were in grade school together, and now we're both grandmas. Angela's an only child, so we were like sisters. Our families were close as our kids were growing up, and we did a lot of things together, but then we both had lots of change in our lives, and we really needed each other over the past 12 years or so. Angela's husband, Ben, left her right after their youngest son graduated from high school. He said he just stayed until the boys grew up, but the marriage was over for him years before that. It really blindsided Angela, and, well, she was devastated. My husband, Michael, and I stood by her. And then, 2 years after Ben left, Michael was killed in a car crash, and Angela was my rock. I don't know what I would have done without her. I mean, the whole being alone thing was so tough, you know, and she really helped me through it. I feel like I owe her, but I don't mean that in a bad way. She's been the best friend she could be, and I want to do everything I can to get through this cancer treatment. It's especially hard for her because her mother died of cancer, and Angela has two grown boys, but one is in Japan, and the other lives about 2,000 miles away, so she really needs me to be a good friend right now. My problem is I'm torn between helping Angela and helping my daughter, Jennifer. I have twin girls, Jennifer and Elizabeth, but they are so different. Liz is stable and self-sufficient, but Jennifer's had her problems. She had a boyfriend who was horrible. He was abusive, and everybody knew it but Jen. She thought she had a normal relationship. She got pregnant, and he was not supportive. One day she ended up in the emergency room after he beat her up. She almost lost the baby, and that finally convinced her to leave him. She's now trying to finish her business degree, and she's having a hard time. She gets no child support from him, which is okay with her because she wants no contact with him. And now she has financial issues, so I'm helping out by taking care of her daughter, Harper. Oh, I love that little girl. I retired early just so I could help with her. I also worry about Jen because she's always had problems with depression. I want so badly for Jennifer to succeed in school and be able to take care of herself and Harper and have some happiness in her life. But now that Angela is having surgery, then lots of cancer treatment, she needs me as well. Now, if Harper were a little older, it would be easier, but she's two. It's the worst age. I don't know how I'll do everything I want for both of these women. I love them both so much, and I'll do everything I can to help Angela get her health back and to help Jen finish school and have a happy, healthy child. But, oh man, this is hard.